Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Jor Fartenbaugh is our man in Vegas by way of the Bay Area, 95.7 the game in San Francisco, and of course, the Daily Wager on the Four Letter Network. And he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Joseph, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. Generally, I welcome these phone calls, and I'm usually overly excited to speak with you and the fine people of Chicago. Today, however, a bit of a sour note. We all work for the same company at Entercom, and as we know, Entercom is only going to be sending the radio stations from the Super Bowl towns of San Francisco and Kansas City to Miami, and I hate the fact that I got to fall on that grenade. I got to be honest. I don't like the fact that I got to be the guy that goes to South Beach for a week in the middle of the winter. So I'm not in the best of moods. I'm going to let you know that right up front.
Well, I mean, you're stuck in Northern California, so it's got to be like what in the 50s? That's horrible.
It's brisk this time of year. It's a little brisk. I know that you guys might know something about that a little bit, but yeah, it's funny because the first Super Bowl I ever covered was Saints Colts. It was the last time it was in Miami, and we stayed down on South Beach, right in that area. And you realize right away, guy like me has no business on South Beach, like none whatsoever. Like the pasty body, I don't have the abs, I don't have the look, I don't have the money, I got nothing. But the one thing I did have was this affinity for drinking Coronas, right? And I'm at this, I set up shop at the hotel bar, and I would just kind of, they had a little patio overlooking the sidewalk. And the hotel across the street was having parties every night. So I just did a ton of people watching. And I noticed this hotel, I don't know what kind of game they were playing, but the Corona price fluctuated 40 different times throughout the course of the day. One minute I'm paying $7, the next minute I'm paying $9, the next minute I'm paying $3. I was like in a war with these people throughout the course of the week, just trying to get to the bottom of the Corona pricing. I never got the answer. I'm thinking about going back when I'm down there next week. So when we talk, I'll have an update for you on Corona pricing in South Beach.
You have that coronavirus, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, a little bit. That's what I've been working myself through. And I'll be down there. I'll probably be red as a lobster, so I'm going to invest in the sunblock. Guy like me, Joe Fortenbaugh versus the sun is a battle I've lost many, many times, my
really
friend.
Feeling the sympathy, Joe. You're going to have to call us from down there, though. That's that several times.
I'll help you out. I'll try to do you all some right. favors and let you know how it's going, what the beautiful people are up to. It's my pleasure to do that for the great people of Chicago.
Well, you know, Andy Reid can't go to a Super Bowl unless there's a Chicago quarterback involved, Donovan McNabb, with your beloved Eagles. And now it's the opponent. It's obviously Jimmy Garoppolo. And I was amused that they finally stumbled upon the angle of his family connections.
Yeah, it took a little while to get there. We've been following this for a while. I was surprised more people didn't hype up the fact that Cousins and Garoppolo grew up like 12 miles from one another. No one was hyping that up going into the divisional round game. But those are the details that we comb through here time and time again. The Garoppolo angle is going to be a fascinating one. One of the bits we've been doing this week in the build-up to Miami is the predict the Super Bowl storylines. We're going to have a very fortunate week. There's no deer antler spray. There aren't any major injuries. injuries that are going to bring down the mood. It's just two good football teams in a unique matchup. The Patriots are finally out of this thing. You know, you got some interesting fan bases. I think you're going to have a lot of appeal about the actual game of football, and Garoppolo is going to be one of those headliners. The funny thing about Garoppolo is it feels like there's this national narrative about trying to pick him apart, about trying to highlight the fact that he's not that good and he's not a franchise guy. And I get it. You watch the NFC Championship game, he throws the ball 8 times. People are under the impression that, you know, maybe the head coach doesn't trust the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback's a little shaky. I'm going to put all that to bed. Like, do not worry about the Niners starting quarterback going into this game. That's not to say he's going to throw for 400. But the dude is legit. He is 100% legit. Go back and watch the Saints game. Go back and watch the first Arizona game, October 31st, when the defense came up short that night. Bosa was out of gas. Quan Alexander got hurt. And Garoppolo got the ball back with about 5 minutes to play and was able to kill the clock and never gave it back to Arizona. He converted a huge 3rd and 11 on that drive, in which most coaches would call a run. Shanahan called a pass. That's how much he trusts the quarterback. And remember something. If you're running the ball with as much success as the Niners had against the Vikings and the Packers, you would have to be an idiot to move away from it. Like, if you're picking up 6 yards every carry, why the heck would you start calling pass plays? Shanahan's not an idiot, despite what some people in Atlanta may think, because of the second half of that Super Bowl, which is another story that I find humorous. Why does the offensive coordinator take the heat for a 28-3 meltdown? What about the MVP quarterback? What about the defense? What about the head coach? What about the fact that you were playing the Patriots? That's on everybody. So those are two storylines I want to squash as quickly as possible going into next week. Garoppolo's going to be ready, and if Garoppolo needs to win this game, he's going to put them in a position where he can win this game. He's not going to lose it for him, in my opinion.
I think you're right, Joe, but I also was a little surprised yesterday to hear him address some of those doubts and what people are saying about him only having to throw the ball 8 times. And do you think he sounded a tad bit defensive, and do you think that that will increase the more he hears those questions in Miami?
It could. It could, because I think from his perspective, he finds it to be annoying because he's had to deal with a lot of this from the beginning. And some of it, I don't want to say it's his own doing, but he was behind Brady. He gets traded over to the Niners. He goes on this winning streak at the end of the season before he hurts his knee the next year. And like, everyone falls in love with the guy, right? And the Niners go out and they give him the big contract. And that's really the source of where all the controversy started. When you pay a guy that much money, which is about $27 million a year, for that little body of work, people start questioning it. And we talked about this last week. When you're on your rookie deal, there's a certain amount of leeway you're going to get as a quarterback. You're not going to get a ton when you're the starting quarterback, but when you're on the rookie deal, you still get a little bit of leeway. But when you sign the big deal, that's when all the pressure comes with it. And he got that big deal very quickly, and people wondered. Then he had that preseason game against Denver where he only played 10 snaps, but he looked horrible, and everyone here went nuts. Patience. He's coming off the ACL. The reality is he started fewer games in the NFL than Baker Mayfield has. People forget that, but he's a little bit older, and he's made plays all year. He made big plays at the end of that New Orleans game. I mean, he had a monster game against the Saints in the Dome. People gave Kirk Cousins all that credit. Look at what Garoppolo did to that defense. I already mentioned the Arizona game, the Green Bay game early in the season. He played solid to give them that lead early along with the defense. He had a big second half of the year. He's got 4 fourth-quarter comebacks, which ties anybody in the NFL this year. I think Russ did that, and there's one other quarterback out there. And his numbers, look at his numbers pre-Emmanuel Sanders and post-Emmanuel Sanders when they bolstered the receiving unit. It skyrockets. I mean, he had the hardest 3-game stretch of any quarterback in the NFL this year, hosting Green Bay, traveling to Baltimore, then traveling to New Orleans. He put up a quarterback rating of damn near 130 during that stretch. The guy can play. So I have a feeling the Super Bowl is going to be the big coming out party for the national narrative that's still trying to knock him down. And then Monday after the Super Bowl, we're all going to be talking about what a mistake the Patriots made letting the guy get away.
I asked you about the family angle with Garoppolo. What about the outfit angle with Bosa? That's another fascinating story.
Well, Bosa's going to have a lot at stake here. I mean, this is the guy that he's number 2 overall behind Kyler Murray. He's had a huge season. He led all defensive players in Pro Bowl voting. They love him here. And it was interesting because if you go way back to before the draft, he made an offhanded political comment about a certain individual he supported. I'm not going to get political. No one wants to get political on Sports Talk. But that kind of set people off, especially here in a very politicized area of the country where news and politics are all over the place, more so than you would find in some other places. So people worried about that. It's like, look, he's a kid. He's a kid, all right? I didn't have my you-know-what together when I was 30, and I barely do now at 39. So when people make these comments, just give people the benefit of the doubt sometimes. Let's take it easy. So he was a little bit of a lightning rod early, but he's played big. But his older brother, Joey, having played for the Chargers, is very familiar with the Chiefs. And that's one of the key angles with Bosa, is that he's going to be working with his brother on just about everything he needs to know to face this offensive line, this quarterback, and how to get after him. He's going to be an interesting storyline. The guy is a very unique soundbite, so I'm wondering how it's going to play next week, because he's not the best radio interview. He doesn't have a ton of energy, but he's kind of got this goofy, quirky personality, and he's an absolute beast on the field. And also, a little tidbit here, a little Nostradamus for you. Don't be surprised if Joey Bosa angles to play with Nick in San Francisco when that deal's up, and I think
wow.
a little over a year.
Oh,
just
I like that.
Throw that out there for you right now.
That's a sports talk radio guy doing his job. Way to go,
yep.
Joe.
There you go, boys.
Got to ask you, are you betting on the Pro Bowl? Any other investment opportunities this weekend?
Yeah. All right. So when it comes to the Pro Bowl, I usually don't get too involved because I honestly don't like watching it. I know that the ratings always come out and it's a popular hit. I like to use this weekend as an opportunity to just kind of take a step back. And what I mean by that is it's just the opposite. I really dive into college basketball and try to start getting organized for the conference tournaments and March Madness and all that stuff. So there's not going to be an overemphasis on what happens in the Pro Bowl, but I'll say this. This is a game that a lot of times people go in with the perspective that they're not going to play any defense, that it's going to be high scoring, that there's going to be a ton of points. And the bookmakers tend to set this total pretty high. I got to look at it and figure out where it's at right now. But if you look at, I think it's four of the last five Pro Bowls, very low scoring, very low scoring. Keep an eye on that. I might consider playing an under if I see the total in the 50s or above. I throw that out there for you. Initial leans when it comes to the Super Bowl, I am leaning to the Niners. I know people will claim it's the homer pick. I think one thing I've come across that I can't seem to get past is we are infatuated with Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, as we should be, as we should be. I don't want to knock anything there. But look at who they played the last 2 weeks. Tennessee and Houston are two bottom 10 pass defenses, all right? They got both those teams at home. They made mistakes early in those games, and they went against two really bad defenses. That's not the case with the Niners. The Niners are the number one pass defense. The Niners are not going to shut them down, but you aren't going to be able to make the mistakes the Chiefs made in those games and get away with it against a team like San Francisco. Because the problem for Houston is that they come out and throw and give the ball right back. The Niners will run the ball. They will get first downs. They will control the clock. It's what they've done all season long. Kansas City's not going to stop that. Kyle's scheming for this game is going to be next world. So you could fall behind 10-0 in this game. You might not see that ball for another 6 minutes. That defense is going to be gassed. So I would say I'm leaning to San Francisco because I think they're more balanced. I'm thinking about an underplay if this thing continues to skyrocket. Money has poured in on the over. It's up to 54. If you're liking the under, just wait. The public's going to push it up as well. But that's what I'm thinking so far. One prop, I'm probably going to play the Niners to score first in this game. They scored first in 12 of 18 games this season, and they were the number two team in the NFL in first quarter scoring. Kansas City scored first in only half of their 18 games this year, and they missed it in both playoff games, whereas the Niners scored first in both their playoff games. Kansas City gets off to slow starts, and they're 28th in the NFL in first quarter scoring defense. So just throwing it out there as we get set for all the props next week, I think that's what I'm going to be looking at, Niners to score first.
Dustin's already pounding 24.5 rushing yards for Mahomes. Says that the over is the best pick in the game.
That's an interesting one because you've got the fastest linebacking unit in the NFL with the Niners. But how long and how often can they have all three linebackers on the field against this receiving unit? So there's going to be a concerted effort about keeping Mahomes in the pocket. If Mahomes gets outside the pocket, he's going to win the game. That's going to be the message all week. Buckner and Armstead pushing up the middle, Ford and Bosa containing the edge. And if he gets outside, you're buried. So that's an interesting prop. I mean, the guy's going to scramble. He's going to look to make plays. I would not bet against it. I'll say that much.
Joe, you're the best. You're our man in Vegas, even though you're in the Bay Area. And now you're going to be our man in Miami.
Safe
we're going to pester you, pal.
We'll talk to you
Somebody's
next week.
Somebody's got to do it, boys. I'm happy to fall on the grenade, like I said. A special 670 to score correspondent from Miami all next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks,
you're
Joe.
You're the best, Joe. God bless.
See you, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.